High formation backfield, double tight ends on the line, and the handoff to Kuhn, right side into the line, to the end zone, to the goal line, for the touchdown!
He got it again.
44-17. What a performance by this Green Bay Packer team. Two rushing touchdowns for John Kuhn.
You know, Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Vinny and Cook here with you. That highlight, John Kuhn, WTMJ, the Packers Radio Network. Wayne Larrivee with the call of, I guess, a guy that has turned into a fan favorite in Green Bay. You know, it's funny, Cookie, Mike McCarthy, you know, he's from local here in Pittsburgh. They're going to sell a lot of Green Bay Packers stuff in that neighborhood. Well, I got a funny feeling in York, Pennsylvania, they're going to be selling a lot of Green Bay Packers stuff, too, because our next guest is from there. Of course, he was a Pittsburgh Steeler here a number of years ago, got a Super Bowl ring here, now is with the Green Bay Packers. John Kuhn joins us, the fine fullback from that team. John, good morning. How you doing?
Very good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to jump on with us on what's got to be a very busy week for you guys.
Yeah, it is. We've been getting back in there, checking out some film on Pittsburgh now, and seeing how great of a defense that they have. And we're about to get to practice here and get started on the field.
What's it like driving around Green Bay now as you bringing this team back to the Super Bowl for the first time since the early 90s?
It's very exciting. I mean, the people up here, they take great pride in their team. The Packers is pretty much all they have up here in Green Bay. So that's everywhere. I mean, we got signs in the yards, flags on the cars, and everybody's pretty pumped up.
Yeah, more so than usual, I would think.
John, you spent a couple years here, 2005 on the practice squad, got the Super Bowl ring that year on the team in 06. Did you learn anything about James Harrison and Troy Polamalu, secrets you can pass on to your teammates this week?
Yeah, there's a couple things about how they might play one-on-one and just their overall play. Other than that, how they're going to do scheme-wise, we can see that on film and try and get the best, keys to that on film, but nothing that I'm going to try and give away on the radio.
I hear you. Yeah. What are your memories of those? You were obviously here for the Jerome Bettis ride in 2005, going back to Detroit. What do you remember from your time with the Steelers?
It was fun. I had a lot of fun with Pittsburgh. I'm very thankful that they were the team to give me my chance coming out of college, and I'm very grateful for that. I remember the ride through the Super Bowl, how much fun it was. It was Pittsburgh's first time in a long time when I was there. And so it was kind of a new thing for most of the players. So I can kind of remember the way that was and share that with some of my teammates, since it's pretty similar for us.
John Kuhn with us here on Sports Radio, the Packers fullback on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. John, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you have the unique experience of being there and as that sixth seed coming with the Steelers and then the Packers. Any similarities that you see between these two teams?
Well, I think right now we're playing some of our better football of the year. We're coming on a pretty good win streak here going into the playoffs, and then the three road games in the playoffs. So that's very similar to the team that we had in 2005 with Pittsburgh and the run that we made in the playoffs.
John, you've become such a big part of this Packers offense. Talk about it a little bit and just talk about what it's like to play with Aaron Rodgers right now and how much confidence he brings to you.
You talk about my role. My role has changed a little bit with the injury to Ryan Grant early on in the year. I kind of had to do some patchwork, fill some spots for a while some of our younger guys got more acclimated to the NFL and some of the spots. And, you know, playing with Aaron, Aaron's on fire here lately in the playoffs. I mean, he's been playing as good as anybody. He can make all the throws, and it's very impressive to stand in that huddle with him and go out there on the field.
You guys have a couple of players that have been to the Super Bowl before, and then you're, of course, one is on the practice squad that year. Are those guys that have been there before talking to guys a little bit and just kind of setting them up for what to expect next week when they get there and then all of the insanity that's going to be down in Dallas?
Yeah, pretty much. I think the whole common theme is, when you get there, embrace it, try and soak it in, really enjoy yourself for everything that the Super Bowl is. But at the same time, it's just a football game. You gotta play the football game, and you gotta win the game, because if you do win the game, the memories are sweet, and if you don't, the memories can be sour.
Yeah, I mean, it sure can. It can get ugly. John Kuhn with us here, Packers fullback on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
John, you made the path to the Super Bowl you took is a little different than a lot of guys. An undrafted free agent out of Shippensburg. Can you just talk a little bit about your path to this point and just exactly how worth it is to you?
Well, I mean, this getting to the Super Bowl means the world to me. I always told myself when I was on the practice squad with Pittsburgh, man, this is incredible. It was such a treat to be there on the sideline, but I wanted more. I wanted to play in the game. I wanted to dress for the game and contribute to my team having success in that game. So I was undrafted free agent coming out, went to Pittsburgh, and still very thankful for everything that they've done for me, and I spent a lot of learning years there, and then got picked up by Green Bay, and we've just been getting better every year until this year.
Do you keep in touch with any of your former teammates here?
Yeah, there's a few guys that I text back and forth with, and a couple of the coaches that I keep in touch with.
Anybody in particular you're close to?
Chris Kimuatu, the left guard, I'm pretty cool with, so he's one of my buddies.
John, you had a pretty big game, pretty huge game going down the stretch here for the Packers when they played the Giants. I mean, three touchdowns in one game, the whole place is erupting with your name. What was that like as you're standing in the end zone?
That was pretty surreal. That was one of the high points of my career for sure. Luckily, I was able to get my number called down there in the red zone a couple times and was able to punch it in and take advantage of those opportunities. So that game was definitely a lot of fun.
John, you play for Mike McCarthy, obviously a Greenfield guy here in the section of Pittsburgh. Has he talked about this game at all from that standpoint to you guys, what it means to him? You well know how the Steeler Nation is, but there's a section here in town that's definitely Green Bay this week.
Yeah, Mike always comments about how he has some support for Pittsburgh, always comments about his days growing up in Greenfield. But this week he's sending a little bit of a different message. He's trying to let us know we're not going down there to play the Super Bowl. We're going down there to play a game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's just another game, and we have to try and keep that in mind, because if we get caught up in the hoopla of the Super Bowl, we might lose track of our focus.
You played for Bill Cowher here. How does Mike McCarthy compare to him? Are they similar at all? Are they different? How do they compare?
I would say they're very similar. They both do a really good job of playing both sides of, the tough coach, but at the same time, the smart coach taking care of his players, but never letting the players get, too far off that leash. And they just do a great job in mixing it up and keeping the guys healthy and honest.
John, what are you and John Kuhn with us from the Green Bay Packers here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. As you take a look at this Pittsburgh Steeler defense, as you guys start to map out what you have to do to beat them, an awesome task here, or what's first blush as you look at this defense?
Well, we know we got our work cut out for us going into this game. They got that tremendous run stopping defense. So first and foremost, we got to do something with the run game just to try and keep them honest and try and get some yards there, because they are so stout there. And it's get the ball in our playmakers' hands and try and make plays downfield. We got tremendous weapons on the outside, and our quarterback is very good. So it's going to be try and use our athletes to score some points, but try and keep them honest with the tough run game.
Johnny, I asked you to compare the two coaches. How about the two cities and the passion for the game? Similar at all? You know what it was like here when you were with the Steelers. What is it, the same passion and insanity there?
Yeah, this is. I can imagine this is going to be one of the craziest Super Bowls in history, because these two fan bases travel like no other fans. I mean, when I was in Pittsburgh, I can remember more Pittsburgh fans at some away games, and it's been the same here in Green Bay. So these fans are passionate. They both love their teams. They both take it very seriously. So this game is going to be something fun.
It's funny. It's almost like a meeting of two of America's teams. You know what I mean? Who doesn't like the Steelers? Who doesn't like the Packers, really, when it comes down to it?
Yeah, I completely agree. Like I said, both fans travel very well, and they're very passionate. I know teams don't like coming to Lambeau, and I know for a fact teams don't like going to Heinz Field.
How do you guys feel about playing an indoor game? It's almost like a vacation for you, huh?
Yeah, we're finally going to get out of the cold weather here. I mean, we've been in the cold weather the last pretty much 2.5-3 months. So that's going to be a little different, a change of pace. We're going to have to practice inside this week. But other than that, we just want to play ball.
John, what do you remember about the game here last year? Unbelievable shootout that the Steelers won on the last play of the game. Do you, other than the final score, your memories of that? And I'm not anticipating that type of game this time. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I just remember it was almost whoever had the ball last was going to win. It was back and forth down the field, and both offenses were definitely very prepared for that game because they both did pretty well against two very good defenses. So, I don't know how this game's going to play out this year, but we're both capable of doing the same thing, and we're both capable of playing a low-scoring game. So it's going to be interesting.
John, you're a great story, man, to come out of Shippensburg University and do what you've done. Before we let you go, if there's a kid listening that's playing at the university level, the Division II level, what do you say to them about their dreams?
I just tell them always believe. Don't believe the naysayers. Always keep confidence in yourself and never give up.
Cool. Hey, listen, thanks for taking some time, man. I appreciate it, and good luck. Good luck all week. The game, not so much, but good luck in everything else this week.
Thanks for having me, guys.